Hi, thanks for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Yes, I have
Speaking up.
Miguel Reyes on the phone, ready for transfer.
Very good. I'll help Mr. Reyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Miguel.
Good afternoon.
My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Were you or someone you know diagnosed with a cancer after using not pardon me, after using Roundup, the popular weed killer spray?
Yes.
Okay. And was that you or someone you know?
Me.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, Miguel. And when were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? I'm sorry, what type of cancer was it that you were diagnosed with? I apologize.
NHL.
Okay, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
Okay, there's roughly 60 different subtypes of that condition. Do you know specifically what type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have?
Yeah, a diffuse large B cell.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. All right. And your name is Miguel, Miguel?
Yes.
Okay, Miguel. Before I go any further, I do need to ask, have you already obtained an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then have you had more than one diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then you are the injured parties and you're over 18, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so you'd be able to file a claim for yourself.
Yes.
Okay. And I am speaking to you, so you are alive. When were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
June 8th, 2022.
I'm sorry, April 2022?
No, June 8th.
Oh, June 8th, 2022? Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Okay, and how did you use Roundup? Did you use it at home or at work?
Yeah, I used it around the garden at home.
Okay, could you
My
provide
house
me?
around the backyard.
Okay, understandable. And
I used it with a spray bottle.
with a spray bottle? Okay, can you tell me the address of to your residence?
Yes, 107 Townsend Street, New Brunswick, New Jersey,
Okay.
08901.
Okay, can you repeat the street name? I got 107.
TOWNSEND Street.
Okay. And that's in New Jersey?
Yeah, New Brunswick, New Jersey.
And is that's the home that you sprayed the Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, very good. And just to confirm, I have it correct. I have the address is 107 Townsend Street, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay. And is there any other person that you know that has used Roundup and was later diagnosed with a cancer?
No, just me.
Okay. And you did state that when you were diagnosed, you were over the age of 18 but under the age of 79, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And Miguel, what's your best guess for the number of years that you've used Roundup?
Probably about 15 years.
15 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 15-year period?
Yes.
Okay. Am I speaking to you on a cell phone, a smartphone, or is this a landline?
Smartphone.
Okay. And the number is 908-380-8545.
Yes.
Okay. And you're a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Miguel, I'm going to ask you, have you had any of these other illnesses, HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B?
No.
Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
And have you required chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Is there any history of cancer in your family?
No.
Okay. Okay, now I can ask for information about yourself. So you're filing this claim and on your own behalf. Your first name is Miguel. Is it spelled Miguel?
Yeah.
Okay, and how do you spell your last name?
Reyes, Reyes.
Okay, thank you. Reyes, Reyes. Do you have a suffix to your name, like junior, senior, first, second, or third?
Yes.
And what is it?
Junior.
You're a junior, okay. And your gender is male?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is your marital status?
I'm separated.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. But still legally married?
Yes.
Okay. And then the law firm is going to, we're going to ask you to sign an authorization to release medical records. That's assuming you meet the criteria to
Okay.
participate in this lawsuit. We'll need to put your Social Security number next to your name on the authorization to release medical records. That way, the hospital or the treating facility or the doctor can pull records for the proper person. Can I get your full social?
Are you John Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay.
150-84-5493.
Okay, thank you. That's 150-84-5493.
84. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your date of birth, please.
7/11/1986.
Okay, July 11th, 1986.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then how did you first learn about the marketing for this lawsuit, where there's a connection between your diagnosis of non-Hodgkin lymphoma with Roundup? How did you first learn of the connection? What did you learn it from the staff? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I seen an ad
Was that on t the television or was it on online?
online.
And how long ago was that advertisement?
I don't remember. A couple years ago.
Okay. And how
Many
many years
years
would you
ago.
guess?
About 3 years ago.
Okay. I know you probably don't know the exact day and month and day. So can we say 3 years from today's date,
Yeah.
October 31st, 2021? Okay.
Yeah.
So about 3 years ago. And then could you provide me your height and your weight?
5'8".
Okay, 5 feet 8 inches. And what's your weight?
My weight is 180.
180. Okay. All right. And then the any forms that you do sign, I'll send you copies to your email address. Could you provide me your email address?
Yeah. Yes. MR0711M@gmail.
Okay, let me see if I got this correct. I have MR0711M again, or M at Gmail.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr.
I'm sorry, it
07.
was that ad was about that ad was about 2 years ago.
It was 2 years
I'm
ago.
sorry.
Okay, it's all right. So we can say
Yeah, 2 years.
October 1st, 2022.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just after your diagnosis then, a few months after your diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay. And then just going back to confirm your email address, it's MR0711M@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then we already confirmed this is your cell phone I'm speaking to you on. If you do meet the criteria and you do sign the legal agreement along with the authorization to release medical records, there's just one final step, and that's a case verification call that happens from the law firm. They want to speak to you personally over the phone to verify that you have used Roundup in the past and you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And they do want to get a verbal permission from you to submit that authorization for medical records on your behalf. So that's a case verification call.
Okay.
They will call you on your cell phone. What is the best time that you can be reached? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
You can call me in the morning.
In the morning, okay. And then how many
or
time?
More towards noon.
Okay, so I'll select afternoon then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to go back to asking you questions about Roundup, your usage of Roundup. How many times per year did you use Roundup, your best guess?
I'm going to say I used it two, three times a month. So
okay.
I'm going to say about three times a month.
Okay. And then how many months per year?
Throughout the season, except for the winter months.
Okay.
Except for mainly like December, January, and February.
December, January, and February. So about three times for each month, and that's 3 months. That's roughly nine times per year.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then now I'm going to be asking for dates when you started using Roundup and when you stopped using Roundup. What's your best guess for the date that you started using Roundup? And that could be like just month and year. Best guess.
August 2005.
So I'll say August 1st, 2005.
Yeah.
And then what's your best guess for when you stopped using Roundup?
May of 22.
May of 2022? Okay, just before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, there's 31 days in the month of May. I'll just say you stopped May 31st, 2022. And then why did you stop using Roundup?
I know it wasn't no good.
Okay, for health reasons, in other words?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I think you answered this question already. It asks, when was it applied? Seasonally, yearly, monthly? And I believe you mentioned seasonally, winter months?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think you also answered this question as well. How was it applied? You used the hand sprayer or used a hand sprayer?
Yeah, I used the spray bottle. It was the 2 gallon.
Okay. All right.
And of the concentrated. It was
okay.
The concentrated one.
That answers another question later. Okay, very good. And then did you use any protective gear when you were applying Roundup?
Yes, gloves.
Gloves, okay.
And I had, yeah.
Okay, and you were describing...
Also had a...
Yeah, go ahead.
I also had a eye protection, my
okay.
eyes, goggles.
Okay. Smart. Okay, very good. Okay, you did mention earlier that you use it at home. Can you describe where you use it at home? Was it a far, front yard, backyard? Was it a fence line?
It was the front yard as well as the side and as well as the backyard. And I have concrete that wraps around from the front all the way to the back, which a lot of weeds and stuff grow from the cracks. And then I have a garden well in the front as well in the back.
Okay. I'm going to simplify your response to home. Applied it at home, front, back, and side yards covering an area approximately. That's where I need your help. What's your best estimate for the size of the area that you used it on?
About 20 yards.
Okay. Thank you. Bear with me. Pardon the silence. I'm just making a note.
And the back and the front is more like a small area, more like 10 yards.
That's okay. One moment, please. I'm still typing. Okay. Applied product to front, back, and side yards covering an area approximately 20 yards.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you applied it in, you used it in the state of New Jersey, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. All right. And then you did indicate that you used it in a residential setting. This is direct exposure, is that right? You personally sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One second, I'm just typing up a response. Okay, and since you did use the product yourself, and since you directly used the product and sprayed it yourself, you were present 100% of the time during application, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is a, what's your best guess for the number of exposures to Roundup you've had in your lifetime? Your best guess. How many times have you used Roundup in your lifetime? That would be covering that 15-year period?
Yeah.
Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, looks like.
Well over. Wow, well over 100 times.
Okay. Okay, do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And I believe you answered this question already. You used the concentrate type of Roundup?
Yeah.
Okay. And Miguel, where do you believe you purchased the product most often? And when was the last time you purchased the product?
CVS.
Okay. Purchased from CVS.
Yeah. And the last time, I want to say back in 2022.
Okay. Okay. All right. And then do you have any evidence of purchases? For example, do you have store receipts or credit card receipts or any photo evidence, including videographic evidence?
I don't know. I probably have to go with my photos.
Okay.
And my photos. But I don't know. I mainly use cash.
Okay. I'll put no that you do not. But if you do stumble across any evidence, set it aside, keep it, because the law firm could use that for your case, okay? Do you have any Roundup bottles at home or in your possession?
No, not right now.
That's
no,
right.
Absolutely not.
Okay, now I'm going to go back to asking you some general questions about yourself. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, and can I ask for your employment information, starting with the name of your employer?
Yes.
And your employer's name is?
MMR Trucking.
Okay, and where are they located at?
They're located in Middlesex County.
Middlesex County?
Yeah.
What about a town?
Out of Cranberry, New Brunswick.
New Brunswick? Okay.
East Brunswick.
East Brunswick? Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm searching them on Google so I can get an address. Let's see here. It did not come up. It's MML. I'm sorry. It's MMR?
MMR. Yeah.
Okay. MMR
M-M-R.
Trucking.
M-M-R. Rocky.
Okay, and then,
Yeah.
and what is their address?
They don't really, it just was, I pick up the truck and I picked up the truck from a site
Okay,
and I drove, got dispatched.
What's the address of the site then? I'm sorry.
The address to the site was off of Route 18. I don't know the exact address. I just know where is that?
Okay.
Route 18 in East Brunswick.
What's that?
Route 18 in East Brunswick.
Are they like a big nationwide
Was a
company?
No, it was a small trucking company.
Okay. Where are they based out of?
They're based out of East Brunswick.
Okay, I'm sorry. For some reason, I can't find them. There is a MMR Freight Solutions out of Clinton, New Jersey.
But and
Do I
it's a
have this?
freight company.
I'm sorry. Do I have the name correct? It's M as in Michael, M as in Michael, R as in Roger Trucking.
Yes.
Okay.
They also has a affiliate company which is H Trucking as well.
H Trucking.
Yeah. And they're out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Anybody watch that Dodger game last
Is that
night?
the parent company, H Trucking?
Yeah, who are you?
Yes.
Do you get your paychecks from H Trucking or from MMR?
From H Trucking.
Oh, you do get paid by H Trucking. Okay. And I have an address
Yeah.
for 2152 Lafayette Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, so MMR Trucking, but the parent company is H Trucking LLC. I found them on tw the internet, 2152 Lafayette
The other table.
Avenue. That's
Yes.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, yes.
PA. And that's a zip code 18017. And then what is your job title? Are you a truck driver?
Yeah, truck driver.
Commercial driver, okay. Now, have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your diagnosis of
Yeah.
non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Okay, I'm sorry to hear
Yes.
that. There,
Yes,
now
I'm
I need to
in
estimate
and
the,
out of.
I do need to estimate the time frame that you're out of work, or at least the dates, I'm sorry. From when to when were you out of work?
Basically I was out for the whole after after my diagnosis.
Okay, so starting
I
in
was
June
basically
two,
out for the whole year.
so starting in around June
Yeah.
2022, and then do you think when did it end?
Yes. It's about well, I just started back working earlier this year.
Okay, so you've been
And
out of work for quite
I'm
some
not
time.
fully, yeah, and I'm not fully back. I just do runs,
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that.
couple
So
runs.
when did you start going back to work?
I want to say the beginning of this year.
So would that be January 2024?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, it was minor though.
Okay. Can you, other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yeah, it was a misdemeanor.
Okay. What type of misdemeanor was it, may I ask?
Assault.
I'm sorry?
Assault.
Assault? Okay.
Yeah. Simple okay. Assault.
And what year, how long ago was that?
It was a while ago.
How many years ago? Approximately.
2004.
Okay, that's fine. All right, and then now I'll be asking you questions about your treatments, your medical treatment, starting with the name of the doctor that diagnosed you, made the diagnosis.
Yes, Dr. Ronald Enos.
And can you spell doctor, his last name?
Yes, E-N-N-I-S.
Okay. And what city does he practice in, or what hospital is he associated with?
He's at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital.
Okay. Is that where you were diagnosed?
And the address? Yes, the address is 1 Robert Wood.
Wait, one second. I'm sorry, I'm not ready for that. Just one moment, please. Let me just start with.
Okay.
So his name is Dr. Ronald Enos?
Yes.
And he's with Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me here. Okay, and then is the address 195 Little Albany Street?
It's 1 Robert Wood Johnson, please.
Okay, 1 Robert Wood Johnson, okay. Okay, I see. Okay, bear with me here. Okay. This is the doctor that diagnosed you, and is this also the facility that you received treatment at? Did you get treated at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bear with me here. Okay, so your doctor diagnosed you and treated you, and that would be Dr. Ronald D. Enos.
No, the doctor, my doctor is my doctor is Dr. Rena Acevedo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Dr. Ronald Enos diagnose you?
He treated me.
He treated you. Oh, Dr. Ronald Enos treated you.
Yeah.
But then who diagnosed
yeah.
you?
Dr. Rena Acevedo.
Rena Acevedo?
Yeah.
Okay. And where is this doctor at?
317 George Street.
I'm sorry, name?
New Brunswick. 317 George Street.
One second, not the address. I apologize. Bear with me here, okay?
Okay. For some reason, if you get disconnected, I'll call you from the 949 area.
Okay. So Dr. Rena A. Acevedo is the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. Rena is Rhina?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then what is her address, did you say?
317 George Street,
okay,
New Brunswick, New Jersey.
I found it. Okay.
Okay. So, do you know
the she's Suite 100?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then I have a phone number for her as 732-235 8993. Is that the right number for her?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Miguel, thanks for being patient through all these questions. So your the doctor that made the diagnosis that, hey, you've got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, that was Dr. Rena A. Civito, MD. She's she's at 317 George Street, Suite 100, New Brunswick, New Jersey, 08901. Her phone number is 732-235-8993. But the doctor and the facilities that treated you would be Robert, the hospital that treated you was Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. And under the direction of Dr. Ronald D. Ennis, that's the doctor who treated you. And the facility that you got treated at, the address is 1 Robert Wood Johnson Place. I mean, I'm sorry, the facility is the same place, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, the next question is, when did your treatment start? Probably pretty, rather, I mean, right near your diagnosis date, right? Do you remember the date your treatment started?
June 25th.
June 25th? Okay. That's the same year, 2022?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, and now how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Probably negatively, right? Physical health, emotional well-being, and even financial security?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I put negatively impacted physical health, emotional well-being, and financial security.
Yeah, I had surgery June 10th, and then I was going for treatment June 25th.
Well, was your surgery part of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, so we can say your treatment started June 10th, 2 days after your diagnosis. Yes. Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive? You mentioned surgery, so I can check that off. Did you receive a stem cell transplant? Surgery.
No, surgery. It was surgery to remove lymph nodes.
Okay.
Chemotherapy and immunotherapy and some pain medication.
Pain medicine, okay. Yeah. And then, if the law firm requests, could the law firm request medical records, and would they be available at that hospital as well as with a doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, and then now I can ask, are you still living at that address that you used Roundup? That would be that address at 107 Townsend Street? Okay, that's a house there?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no unit number, apartment number? Okay, and you're still living there? Good, thank you for confirming. Okay, and then we're close to wrapping up here. The law firm does request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that they can continue your case, even for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
No.
Okay. They don't live with you. Is that right?
No.
Okay, and who is the person?
Pamela.
Okay.
McBride? Yes.
Okay. Is that spelled P-A-M-E-L-A? And the McBride is at M-C, capital B-R-I-D-E?
Yes.
Okay. And what's Pamela's phone number?
470.
Okay.
921-0800.
Okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it right. Area code 470-921-0800.
Yes.
Okay. And what is Pamela's relationship to you?
Mother.
Okay. All right. And then do we have permission to contact her if necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Miguel, thank you for being very patient through this. I know we asked a lot of questions, and you answered a lot of questions, so I thank you for taking that time to address them. I thank you for letting me help you. I'm about to send you a text message with a link to the forms for you to sign. The forms are simply the agreement for legal author representation. The law firm will represent you on a contingency basis. That means you don't pay anything, and the law firm only gets paid if they're successful in recovering compensation for you. Okay. If they're successful, you get 60% of the recovery, and then they keep 40%, which is standard for a mass tort. If they're not successful, you wouldn't owe them anything. Okay. And then the other form you're going to be signing, as I mentioned to you, is the authorization to release medical records. Even though I say you meet the criteria, the law firm still has to verify with you personally over the phone that you used Roundup and that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and that it's okay for them to request medical records. And it only takes like a couple of minutes to do that verification. They're not going to do a full interview like I've done with you. Okay. So be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski. I'll text you the name so you don't forget. And I'll also text you my name so you don't forget. Who was that guy that signed me up, if you ever want to know? Before I send those forms, I want to just take a moment to confirm I have everything right. I know that you are filing a claim for yourself. And your name is spelt, it's Miguel Reyes Jr. And I already confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name. I had to put you're married legally, if there any status to your marital status, you can put update that with the firm. I've confirmed your social, your date of birth. I've confirmed your email address, your phone number, as well as where you lived. Everything looks good to me. Yeah, Miguel Reyes Jr. Okay, so bear with me here. I'm going to send you a text message in just a moment. That'll have the link. Have you ever done DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. One moment. Oh, you know, it is asking for your spouse's name. Let me make a note. Legally married but separated. Okay. Is that correct? Am I stating that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's legally married, however, separated and pending divorce? Pending final divorce?
Yeah.
Is that right? Are you going through divorce proceedings or are you just separated?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Legally married, however, and separate. Legally married, however, separated and pending final divorce. Okay. That's what I let the attorney know. All right. So it is asking for your spouse's information. Can I get her name?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jesenia.
And can you spell that?
J-E-S-E-N-I-A.
Okay. And her last name, is it same as yours?
Reyes.
Okay.
Yes.
Reyes. Do you have a number that she can be reached at, an email?
I have a number.
Okay.
It's 347.
Wait 1 second. I apologize. Let me go back to that. Okay. Area code 347.
949-1330.
1330. Okay. And does she have an email address?
I don't know her email address.
Okay. I'll put unknown. All right. Very good. One second. Just reviewing my work.
Richard,
Okay. By now, you should have received a text message, which will have the link to DocuSign so you can sign agreements. Once you and I complete the signing over the phone, we'll be done, you and I at least. However, don't forget that you will get that call between now and the next 14 days, approximately 2 weeks, from the law firm Pulaski to do that verification call. That'll be your final step. All right. What you do for the sign is you click on that link, and then you'll be asked to agree to text messages. And then you'll see something that says, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name, John Maurer, just below that. Scroll down and you'll see a box that you'll have to put a check mark next to that allows for electronic records and signatures. Then you can start following the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start. And that navigation button with start will show you where to put signatures and initials. When you're done, you'll see a yellow button finish. And when you hit that yellow button finish, let me know, because that'll be my cue to do one final thing while I have you on the phone. I'm starting to do it right now. Any questions you have, let me know, okay?
Okay.
Does it feel good to get back to work after all these years?
Yeah.
That's good. How's your health? Is it getting better?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, good to hear. It's unfortunate that what's happened, you know, the fact that you used Roundup and unknowingly was exposed to a chemical that caused you to develop non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But by participating in this lawsuit, the goal is to get you compensation and right that wrong. I mean, obviously it's not going to change the health, but, you know, put some money in your pocket.
Okay, I signed the document.
Okay, very good. Bear with me here. Okay, Miguel, I just sent you a text message. Did you see that? It's coming from a 949 number.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got it? Okay, perfect. Okay, the last message is this.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. You got it? Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to send you another text message. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker, and I've given your phone number, number to you, too. Did you get that as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Miguel, we're all done. At least you and I. Remember, the final step is that case verification call that'll occur sometime between now and the next 2 weeks. I thank you very much for being very patient through a lot of questions. I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstances that brought us together, but I am pleased that you're about to have legal representation from a very good, reputable, credible, and experienced law firm. They will take, once you do the case verification, they'll take over and begin with your explicit authorization by phone. They'll submit that authorization for medical records and begin the process of getting you compensated. Is there any questions I can answer for you?
No.
Okay. If that's the case, Miguel, thank you for your time, and I wish you a good day, okay, and a good rest of the week, and a good weekend
coming up.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.